The following is a paid advertisement of St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics. References to any specific product, services, or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by St. Anthony Hospital, Carroll Broadcasting, or its advertisers. The views expressed by the host or guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Welcome to the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. Dr. Godding specializes in joint preservation, reconstruction, and replacement surgery, and brings over 25 years of orthopedic excellence to St. Anthony Hospital and to the Carroll area. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Orthopedics, go to stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.
Good Sunday morning, Iowa. It's Dr. Rick Godding. Thank you for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me here today, and I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my third favorite holiday. Obviously, Christmas and Easter are basically tied for me because of my religious views. I would lean into Christmas on that one, even though I guess from a biblical perspective, I guess Easter is what it's all about. But without Christmas, you wouldn't have Easter. But there's something about Thanksgiving. And what I really like about it is that everybody, it's an American holiday. You know, everybody from immigrants that just got here to people who whose family came over. My great, however many back, grandfather was actually the captain of a pilgrim ship. HMS Abigail came over in 1636 and stayed. He captained that ship over here and stayed. And then my wife, who's African-American, her family came over in the hull of a slave ship. So our families have been here for a long time in this country. And it's you know, it's that one holiday that everybody can relate to, right? I mean, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheistic, it's like this is about being American and being thankful that we live in what is the greatest country in the world. And if you doubt that, go travel a bit, and you probably stop doubting that. I could say that Australia is pretty darn good after having lived there for a year. But I've traveled a fair amount, and that's the only country that really comes close to having what we have here. And they kind of, some of their freedoms eroded pretty significantly over during COVID, like to a worse extent than ours did. But anyway, I digress. But the thing about Thanksgiving is it's an American holiday where you're thankful for everything that you have and that your family, your health, you should be thankful for everything. And I love the cooking and all of that. Of course, I'm, as you know, by the magic of radio, I'm recording this last Monday, so I have not had my Thanksgiving yet. I have my turkey ordered. I bought it from a little local grocer in Des Moines, and it's from a little, well, it's probably big, but a family farm in southern Minnesota, and then they're going to brine it for me, and then it's just going to be off to the races. We have some friends coming up from Oklahoma driving, and so hopefully they're not bothered by the snow that is predicted. And of course, the time you're listening to this, you'll know whether there was big snow or not. But yeah, Thanksgiving, I just have always loved it. I mean, definitely, I like some turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes for sure. But it's just the whole thing, getting the big family together and seeing everybody. And I just love it. I just love it. And I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope that people can really just remember to stop and think about how fortunate, you know, we are. And I know there's always people going through tragedies, and I've had a very dear friend of mine go through some pretty significant tragedies recently for his family. And, there's always that, but even in the midst of that, gratitude is a mindset that really is important to me. I think that, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I live in Iowa. I never would have ever thought I was going to say that. I mean, you know, now my mom's moved up here and she's really liking it. And after having lived the majority of her life in Oklahoma, she lived in Oklahoma until she married my dad, who then they moved up to Chicago for when I was born. They lived in Seattle for like a year, and then they moved to a little town outside of Chicago where I was born, and then they got divorced, and then my mom and I moved back to Tulsa when I was 12, which was 43 years ago. It's crazy. But neither one of us had ever even been to Iowa, and of course I've been here now 10 years, and you know, I'm grateful that I live in Iowa. I've been around the world, and I still like to travel, and you know, it's a good solid place with good solid people, and it's easy to get around, and it's safe, and if it wasn't for February, it might be the perfect place. I always say, if Des Moines was on the latitude of Austin, Des Moines would be twice as big as it is, because it's such a nice, easy place to live and good place to live in. But yeah, you know, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for working at St. Anthony's. I really enjoy it. I'm grateful to have a staff that cares a lot about the patients and will do anything for them. I'm grateful to have primary care doctors that take good care of the patients. I'm grateful to have a partner who is as dedicated to making sure everything's done properly on every patient every single time. He shares that level of dedication that I have. And we get along well. He's just a real personable guy, Dr. Michael Dirks. And he, you know, he's from Carroll, so he takes very deeply the responsibility of taking care of this community that he was born and raised in, which I think is a really cool thing to be part of, you know. And I'm ultra dedicated as well to the same thing. And we're in different phases of our career. And he's, you know, he's in the phase where I was 20 years ago. Or 15 years ago, I guess, when my daughters were little and, you know, we didn't really do anything but take care of the kids, and all I ever did was take care of the kids and go to work, and I think that's all he ever does now. But yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving is supposed to be about gratitude, and this is, you know, I'm just spewing out my gratitude for you, I guess, is what it is. And we have a hospital that has a beautiful physical plant. I've never seen a more immaculate, I guess you would almost call it, rural hospital. And I've seen rural hospitals in many different states. I haven't worked in many different states in rural hospitals, only Hawaii and here. But for where it is geographically and the population surrounding it, it is a fantastic hospital. It's unique because the Carroll community is unique. And to be able to do all of the things we want technology-wise, you know, talked about obviously the Mako robot for the total joints and the special tables that Dr. Dirks uses for his hip replacements, and not just us, but the cardiologist, Dr. Fogowski, is putting in these pacemakers now that go inside the heart as opposed to the pacemakers on the chest wall with leads going into the heart. At least that's how I understand it, is that it actually goes into the heart. And, you know, we have a cancer center. And, you know, it's a great place to work and to take care of people. And I love taking care of the Carroll community and all the people from the radio show community who make their way up here. It's interesting because there's these little towns like, oh, I guess Ziering comes to mind, where I just have just a lot of different patients who have come from there. And originally, I'm not sure if the original patient from there was from my radio show or if I had seen him when I was working in Des Moines, or both. But it is interesting. I definitely get many of you listeners coming in, and I appreciate that very much. And I, you know, it's fun because when a listener shows up to my office here in Carroll, and they're from Ottumwa, I pretty well can be guaranteed that they are either a listener or know somebody who was a listener who came up. Because, I mean, there's just driving by a whole lot of other places to get that care to come here. And I do appreciate that a lot. And I think, you know, it's interesting because someone will come in and I'll say, oh, so you must have listened to the radio show. Yeah, I've been listening since your girls were, well, 10 years old, I guess. I've been doing the radio show, gosh, at least 8 years. It might be nine. Either 8 or 9 years. So let's say minimum 8 years. So my oldest, Sydney, who is a senior, is 17. So she would have been 9 years old. And then Madison would have been 7 when I started this radio show. And it was a whole different thing. Everything was different back then, of course. And back when the girls used to make cookies and decorate boxes for my patients and stuff like that. But it's interesting because the show just kind of continues on. And I never in my life, I would never have thought I would have a radio show for almost a decade and talking about orthopedics. Of course, as you can tell, I don't only talk about orthopedics, but that is, you know, the idea of the show is to inform people about orthopedics and of course tell you what we're doing here at St. Anthony's that's different. And we think you can't get the care that we give here, like a total hip and a total knee and a total shoulder and a reverse total shoulder and the stuff I do and the rotator cuffs and the partial rotator cuffs, the shoulder resurfacings. I don't think you can get it done better anywhere. I really don't. Now, are there some particular procedures that don't happen very often that people could do better than us? Yeah, I think so. I think there was a time in my practice where I would have done an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction on a high-performance athlete. That's when I was doing lots and lots of them. And so now out here in Carroll, I don't see a lot of those anterior cruciate ligaments. So I would do that in, you know, sort of like a 40-year-old laborer, but I would not do that in a 20-year-old college athlete, whereas I would have in the past. But we still, between us, are doing hundreds of joint replacements a year. I'm still doing right about 100 to 150 shoulders a year. So it's a number that when you look around and who is doing that many, there are a few people that do more, but I've been doing it for a long time at a pretty high rate. And so I just think that with the technology, the ability to have the Mako robot, which is not widely available, let's say, in Iowa, I think there's 10 or 12 of them now. In Iowa, of all the hospitals, I think there's 100 hospitals in Iowa, and 10 or 12 of them have a Mako. And there are other robots, but again, we've talked about that. There's the Mako, and then there's everything else. It's so far ahead of any other robotic design. It's just not even, they're not even in the ballpark. And like I said, that's just one of the things that I'm grateful for in Carroll, as I said, hey, we need this Mako robot. And they said, okay, and they went and bought it. And it's a unique situation to be in because the Carroll community takes care of the hospital and the hospital takes care of the Carroll community. And I'm not saying other communities don't, but there just happen to be a lot of people here who leave a fair amount of money when they pass on and leave a lot of money to the hospital. And that's been going on for a very long time and the money's been well managed. And so at a time when some hospitals are thinking about closing or reducing services, Carroll is just, St. Anthony's here is just cruising along and doing quite well. That's what I'm grateful for this Thanksgiving weekend. I'm grateful that I live in America, and I'm grateful for my family and my health and my faith and my job and my family, of course, and my patients and my hospital. And I'm grateful to everybody who is listening right now, and I appreciate it, and I hope you get something. Even if you never come see me and all you ever do is use this show as maybe a little bit of entertainment and a little bit of a guide to help you, you know, along with things to maybe ask your surgeon about or other things like that, or even useful information like, hey, if you want something done by the end of the year, you better get in. I don't care if it's a colonoscopy or whatever you might need. Like if you've met your deductible and you need to get your eyes fixed or get some cataracts done, you better get on the schedule. It's probably too late at this point. We have a few slots left and then that's going to be the end of it. Cause I take the week between Christmas and New Year's off. I always kind of have, but especially now that my daughter Sydney is a senior, this is her last Christmas home. I'm sure she'll come home in college for Christmas, but it won't be the same. It's not the same as now. And So I always take that week off. So yeah, our slots are filling up, and I'm sure everybody's slots are filling up, whether you need your hernia done or whatever. If you need some medical care to get in before your end of the year because you have met your deductible, get in and get it done. That's what I'm telling you. It is time, and you're probably going to have a difficult time doing it. It's also time to set goals. Setting goals for your health. You know, I always talk about health, but you can set financial goals, whatever goals. It's time to be thinking about that. But this show is not about finances or anything else. This show is about your health, primarily your orthopedic health. But being healthier, losing weight, being in better overall shape, that is all part of the deal. And that's part of the idea. And orthopedic surgeries are meant to get you back moving the way that you were moving before you had an accident or before your knee got arthritic or before you had a sports injury or whatever. But the foundation of that is good health. And so it's just a wonderful time of year to really, if you're going to have a New Year's resolution about your health, start now. Write it down. I've got this last 20 pounds I can't get off. And I haven't 100% decided. I think I might go back super strict carnivore, which is the diet that I've been on for a couple of years now. It definitely has helped me. All the indices of my metabolic health have improved dramatically after having been on the carnivore diet. And of course, I exercise as well. But I've been off and on with it a little recently. Not totally off. Like, I'm not going to go eat four slices of pizza, but I eat pizza toppings sometimes, and maybe a little bit of crust, things like that. But there's this 20 pounds that I have had hanging on me this year, and that's going to be one of my New Year's resolutions, is get that other 20 pounds back off. And it gets harder every year as you get older, as people might notice. But yeah, just wanted to take this Thanksgiving weekend and just talk about gratitude and what I'm thankful for. And I hope that everybody out there, again, is finding some reason to be grateful. And even, you know, the most powerful thing in the world is gratitude in the face of a situation where it might be difficult to be grateful. And I've been there before too. But just remember that there are always things to be thankful for and grateful for, and God has your back. And we are now officially in the Christmas season, so we'll be talking more about that. And looking forward to getting the lights up on our house and everything, and just looking forward to a joyous holiday season. And I hope that you are too. And like I said, time to start thinking about your health, your New Year's resolutions centered around your health. So with that, I'll be back, and you have a blessed week, Iowa.
This has been the St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedic Show with Dr. Richard Godding. For more information about Dr. Godding, his practice, or St. Anthony Hospital Orthopedics, go to www.stanthonyhospital.org or make an appointment by calling 712-794-5536.